You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
A surge in hiring in September. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Much more than the month before and much more than predicted.
Employers stepped up their hiring last month. More jobs were created, 254,000, easily topping the 150,000 expected. And the unemployment rate declined to 4.1%.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola. August hiring also revised higher by 17,000 jobs. President Biden calls it good news, touting in a statement, wages are growing faster than inflation and interest rates are falling, but he adds we have more to do to lower costs. There's also a positive reaction to the report on Wall Street, the Dow up 174 points. It's been a week since Hurricane Helene hit Florida first, but the damage has spread far and wide.
Honestly, it's breathtaking, and it's really sad to see just how devastating this flood was to this area.
Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell in Asheville, North Carolina.
Urban search and rescue, their teams, they are out. I'm told they're doing a second sweep through this area looking for people.
Hundreds remain unaccounted for. The storm is already blamed for at least 220 deaths in six states. Israel keeps hitting Hezbollah targets in Lebanon a week after killing the Iran-backed group's leader.
But we are still waiting on Israel to respond to Iran's massive ballistic missile strike on Tuesday. And this morning we heard from the other side with Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, speaking before thousands in Tehran during a rare Friday sermon. Take a look at this video. He said several notable things, among them calling on all Muslim nations to unite against Israel. He called that ballistic missile attack legal and legitimate.
Fox's Nate Foy from Tel Aviv on Fox News Channel. The Supreme Court starts its new term Monday, and the justices have just agreed to consider a new case, a legal battle over nuclear waste storage, a challenge to a federal license given to a private company to store spent fuel at a dump in Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, the big wireless companies want you to overpay for data that you don't need, but you don't have to settle for that. With Pure Talk, well, you get to choose how much data that you actually want. And for $25 a month, you'll get unlimited talk, unlimited text. You're going to get mobile hotspot, 5 gigs of data. Go with Pure Talk, and you get to choose how much data you actually want. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. And if you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month from Pure Talk. Terry Padgett, the second enlisted in the U.S. Navy and deployed multiple times to Iraq and Afghanistan until Jerry was catastrophically injured in an improvised explosive device blast. Now, Jerry received a new smart home thanks to our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, the home is in the foundation's Let Us Do Good Village. It's in Florida, and Jerry now lives more independently thanks to the specially adaptive technologies. Commit to $11 a month, the letter T, the number...
It's time to win cash. Get your KPEL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPEL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
And your next code is 527. 527 is your code for a chance to win cash with News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes.
Will they be healthy?
Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
Hey, parents, you don't need the latest gizmo slang or clothes to be a perfect parent because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit BACAworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Champines, located in the Oil Center. Champines, going the extra mile.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Ooh.
Hi, hello. Welcome, Moon Griffon Show. It is an honor to be with you today. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. And, of course, as always, it is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Matter of fact, John Blanchard with Matthew James will be with us on Monday morning. Looking forward to that. 844-766-6607. All righty. First of all, let me stop and just a couple little things. I want to thank the Republican Roundtable last night. I got a chance to go to Lake Charles, and just a great group of people. And I got a chance to visit and talk and speak, and, man, we had a great time. It was just a lot of fun. And once again, when you go around the state of Louisiana, you get to meet some of the nicest people. You kind of wonder how Louisiana ever it doesn't stay in first place because we just got quality people here. And it's always fun to go over there. It really is. It's a blast to go over there. Had a lot of fun last night. So got some other speaking games. I know I'm headed down to New Orleans. I got to go to Monroe, I think in November, New Orleans. I'll say in November as well. I know I'm speaking at Lafayette. So I got a bunch of them coming up. And look, I always look forward to it. It's just a good time to get together with like-minded people and cut up and have some fun. Well, most of them are like-minded. But anyway, it's just a good time. So I want to thank them and Steve Jordan and Miss Pam. I thank y'all so much for inviting me. It was an honor. I met some of the best people in the world. I really did, right here in the state of Louisiana. So I do want to thank them. And it was on the Calcasieu River, and one guy came up to me and said, I was really worried about you making it. I said, why? He said, look at that Calcasieu River walker. That sucker was gorgeous. They catch a lot of bass there. I was thinking, if I'd have brought my boat, I'd have never made it up to the deal. Maybe it was just gorgeous. And this place we went to, Loggerheads, was it Riverside something. I forget the name of it. But anyway, it was really awesome, beautiful place. And just had a good time. Food was great. Atmosphere was phenomenal. And the people were sensational. So the speaker wasn't too good. But other than that, it went really, really well. I saw my good friend David Bertrand was over there. You know, for you people that don't know, this is a little plug for him. I'm going to charge him for it, too. David Bertrand, of course, one of the owners in Shucks, and they're building the Shucks in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as we speak. And they were over there going over everything and working on it. I was supposed to go by. I didn't get a chance to go by. But David actually came by. He may never talk to me again, but he came by, and it was a lot of fun. And so Shucks is coming to Lake Charles, I'm going to say sometime between Christmas and the first of the year, between Thanksgiving and the first of the year. And so you'll have the opportunity to eat Shucks right there, and they make it a really, really beautiful place. So all that, just to let you know, that's coming around the corner. All righty, so yesterday the big strike ended. But the strike did not end yesterday. I saw the headlines saying the strike ended. And you can say the strike ended in the fact that they're going to be going back to work and they're not going to hurt the economy during the election. And Kamala Harris seizes on response to port strike that's now pausing until after the election. And that's really what they did. I do have Mr. LaGrange coming back on, who's been involved with these ports for 45 years. I had him on the other day to get his take on this so-called end of strike. But it ended the strike in the fact that they're going to be working. They agreed on the pay raise. And I'll let him fill you in coming out of 9:30. You don't want to miss it. This guy has expertise to no end dealing with ports. I had him on, I want to say I had him on early this week, maybe Monday or Tuesday. But I read into it, and I thought, oh, the strike's stopping. That's good, and the economy's going to roll. And they decided to give him 62% hourly wage increase over the next 6 years, which is 10% plus for the next 6 years. But that was always the easy part, folks. They were always going to get money. The automation stuff that they're fighting is coming probably. I don't know if it was one of the places on the West Coast has gone more automation. They've let go 400 or 500 people, and they can get stuff in and out way better than these ports with all these people. Now, I don't like it either. But that's a fact. It's more automated, and so they're worried about their job. Well, hell, I'm worried about mine. What about mine? What about yours? And that's the part that they didn't give in on. So I kind of read it. I'm reading between the lines. And if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to apologize, as you know. But what I read, this is good for right now. You got to live for the day. And this is good going into the Christmas season. But you got to, once again, live for the day. But on January 15th, and somewhere in that neighborhood, they're gonna meet again, and this is when the problem's gonna be. Now I'm just telling y'all, this is me and my thinking, because I told you the left and the nuts hate Donald Trump more than they love America. They hate him. And if Donald Trump wins, if he was to pull this out, and I told y'all, under no circumstances can they allow Donald Trump to be president. The night he wins, the left, the Justice Department, these stupidity trials that are on, they're going to work on him hard. But I can see, my vision is this, though. If Trump was to win and Republicans got the Senate and the House, what can Democrats do then? Tell you what they can do. They can go to the community organizer. And the community organizer, as we know, is Barack Obama. And they're going to do exactly what they best at, what Marxists and communists are best at, starting chaos. So I looked at that date of somewhere around the 15th of January. New president's usually sworn in on January 20th. And Donald Trump's winning. They sworn in. And all of a sudden, we get a big strike at the ports. When Trump is president, and it goes on for a long time, and I'll let Mr. LaGrange explain later the devastation they can put on our economy. And then what they do, the media and the left, and they get the people to blame Trump for everything, just like they did when he was president for 4 years ago. It is so important that people go vote and you run this filthy, nasty, trashy, evil Democrat Party out of office. These people are not, when they say progressive, I don't know why they just don't call themselves Marxists and communists. That's what they ought to call themselves. But they can't, because they know then people will leave them. And they don't believe people can be evil. But people can be real evil. The Bible says people will invent evil. And I'm telling you, then it would be that. Then, you know, in the last 4 years, not one white cop has shot a black dude for them to protest. But let Trump get in office, it'll be a daily occurrence. Because the media will be on it. The enemy of the state is the media. They really, really are, and Trump called them that. But the chaos they're going to try to go with Trump. You know, folks, I didn't cause chaos, and you didn't cause chaos when Barack Obama was president for 8 years. Conservative people and people that love this country wasn't out there causing chaos, making up stuff, making up lies about Barack insane Obama, and as Barack and Obama, I'm going to fundamentally transform America. To what? Well, he didn't want us to be free. He didn't want us to be free because we were free. And all these things that Kamala Harris is saying, it's idiotic from the top. So I don't buy that this is over. Like everything else, they pushed it back. And they're not worried about what the American people think right now. We got an election to win. This doesn't help Harris. It just quit hurting her. Okay? That's how you got to look at it. This didn't help Harris. But this quit hurting her. This is a lifeline. I read one report said it was a lifeline to her. Okay, we're going to let you go through the election. We're going to put the AI on the back burner. But we're going to get what we want. And the thing about it is, unions, and look, I don't care if somebody's a member of a union, but unions had a place at one time, but now I just don't see it. And most of them are government unions. Most of the unions that normally support the leftist Democrats have left them. And we know that because one of the biggest unions had 58% voted for Donald Trump, so they decided not to endorse. Well, yesterday, another one, Firefighters Union, snubs Kamala Harris with non-endorsement. Now, they didn't endorse Trump because they can't go that far. But the people, they're not endorsing this woman. They know if they check into Kamala Harris, nobody with some sanity in their minds between their ears and that have a heart for America and loves America would ever pull Kamala Harris's ticket. You wouldn't do it. You would run away from it. I don't care how much you hate Trump. Okay, they taught you to hate Trump. These unions are not jumping up and down about Kamala Harris. Why? Because, folks, they see what's coming. And that's a blessing. They just got to find a way to cheat. Like I said, under no circumstances can the left, can China, can the Green New Deal people allow Donald Trump to be president again. They can't. They can't. They can't do it. That's why we worry for his life. Because it doesn't matter what it takes to wipe him out. That's their goal. It's unbelievable. Anyway, let's take a break. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. It is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. More on the strike coming out of 9:30. Don't miss it. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, you heard us talking about Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning and Raging Cajun delicious line of gumbo, black eyed peas, shrimp and grits, jambalaya, seafood bisque, etouffee, red beans, roux, jalapenos. Raging Cajun's products are made right here in Acadiana now. Thanks to all of y'all, Raging Cajun is one of the fastest growing brands in grocery stores. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Forget the rest, ask for the best. Ask them for that Raging Cajun. It's good, folks. Trust me. I love it. You will, too. Hey, folks, it's Moon Grafoma. Hello, welcome back. Moon Grafon, she'll put that in for me, Walk, when you get it. Let me know. All right, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. So anyway, more on the strike from a guy that really knows this stuff, folks, and we'll go to him as an expert, the guy I had on the other day, Mr. Gary LaGrange, and I'm looking forward to visiting with him. He can kind of tell us in the political side of it and what's going on, and I just think it's very important. But these union people are not. It's like they're starting to say, well, we can't tell them how to vote. In other words, they know they voted for Trump. They just don't have the, you know what, to say we're going to endorse Trump. They want to make see, this way, if they don't make an endorsement, they don't want to support Kamala Harris at all, okay? But if they support Trump and Harris wins, and then they're going to pop the union, so the unions are playing both sides. Anyway, all right, so I got it. It's about 2.5 minutes, maybe. Okay. As you know, Mayorkas said, we ain't got enough money for the hurricane people as they spend billions. I saw a number today. Glenn Beck put out $1.4 billion on illegals. We can't help our people, but we can help illegals run the country. So here was a Fox report. I think Mike Johnson's in the Speaker of the House as well. And listen to this. If you hadn't heard this, most of you have heard this, but if you didn't, listen.
Helene, devastating the Southeast. More than 190 are confirmed dead, and communities have just been completely wiped off the map. And now Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas is issuing a warning. He says FEMA does not have the funds to make it through hurricane season. This despite Mayorkas' DHS having $640 million. Now, that's designated money to help communities support illegal migrants. Chad Pergram is live from Capitol Hill. This is a debate that comes up now and again, but at this point, I would imagine it's going to have some real resonance.
Absolutely, Dana. There's a FEMA fund which addresses immediate needs. Now, FEMA has enough money to help with relief efforts after Hurricane Helene for now. But Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says that will change.
We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
The hurricane season runs through November 30th. Congress made sure FEMA had more than $20 billion in last week's emergency spending bill ahead of the storm. But last year, Congress awarded DHS $640 million to help communities provide shelter and aid to people in the country illegally. That's why there are questions about money for illegal immigration and hurricane relief.
So you heard, they have taken the FEMA Emergency Food and Shelter Program and over time siphoned off hundreds of millions of dollars into basically making it an illegal immigrant resettlement program.
Some may question money going toward illegal immigration when people in the South are struggling to survive following Helene. Republicans still criticize the Biden-Harris administration for how it handled the border.
The immigration policy is basically non-existent. They open the border, they're allowing everyone in, they put out the welcome mat, and the catastrophe that this has been to our country in every metric of public policy, with the fentanyl poisonings of being the leading cause of death for Americans age 18 to 49, the trafficking.
There are needs for the government to respond to older natural disasters. Expect Congress to greenlight extra disaster aid in a spending bill due around Christmas, and some lawmakers want to increase aid for illegal immigrants to $3 billion.
Oh my
That's
God.
With a B, dollars.
All right,
Dana?
Chad Pergram on the Hill for us. Thank you.
So we have no money. We're broke. We're almost $36 trillion in debt. We'll be $50 trillion by 2030, 2032, whatever it is. We're not going to help our people. We're helping people who don't belong here. We know that Kamala Harris and them have deposited no telling how many millions of criminals here. No, how many terrorists are sitting to wait and say, hey, if President Trump wins, we'll do some terrorist acts here that come in under the Biden-Harris administration, so Trump will get blamed for that. Chaos. They may be expecting Trump to win because they're setting up chaos and hell in this country. Democrats, how can you vote for a Democrat ever in your life for Senate or House or President? I mean, what they're doing to this country is what Barack Obama wanted, fundamentally transforming America to be what? To not be America anymore. That's what they're doing. They can. There's no denying it. They're out in front telling you that's what they're doing. I mean, it's exactly what they're doing. And yet, here we are in America getting ready to vote, and you got people that don't have a clue about anything on how they're voting. Not a clue. And it's a sin and a shame that it's like that. But it is like that. It's frustrating to watch, and I'm not the only one that feels that way. Most people are scared to death what these people are doing to this country. The people that are blinded without seeing what they're doing, the Democrats know. All they need is uneducated people and these highfalutin rich university types. And they can help fool them in the media. And you can change America, fundamentally change it. All right, when we get back, Mr. LaGrange, don't go nowhere. You don't want to miss this. I've I've been telling you about Schumacher Homes for a long time. Now, for a limited time, you can choose from five different financing offers and pick one that works best for you. Whether you're an active duty, military, or veteran, you can take advantage of the exclusive VA construction loan offer. You can lock in 30-year fixed financing for as low as 3.875. How about that? Looking to stay in your home and start construction right away? A stay-in-your-home loan might be right for you. With this option, you can stay in your home during construction and not worry about moving twice. And for you first-time homebuyers, we're not going to forget you. For a limited time, they're offering 30-year fixed financing as low as 3.875. Other financing offers include no-cost refinancing, conventional loans, and FHA construction loans. If you're thinking of building your dream custom home, there's no time like the present to start building. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Let them build your dream home. They're building dream homes one at a time. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Do you crave
it? This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Schampines, located in the Oil Center. Schampines, going the extra mile.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, heard all over the great state of Louisiana. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. We are honored to have Mr. Gary LaGrange back on with it, who started working in the ports, St. Mary's, in his 20s. Worked in different ports, and he's been involved in this for a long time, still involved in it. And it's an honor to have him back. He's sat on national boards. He's advised four presidents. He's done a lot. Gary, thanks for returning real quick, brother. I really appreciate your time.
Sure, Moon. Very happy to. Very appropriate timing. I'm boarding a vessel right now.
Yep. When you look at
ferry.
Yeah. When you look at what happened, and by the way, don't get me wrong, I'm tickled to death. But really, the talking points had to do with AI more than anything else. I knew they were going to get some more money. So is this a temporary deal that could still blow up but not blow up before the presidential race? I'm just asking.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to blow up before the presidential race. I think it's locked in pretty well to January the 15th, and I think we've got 3.5 months to work things out. But getting the presidential election out of the way is probably one of the bigger, better things that's going to happen, because you're going to have a more definitive position. And I think the bargaining possibly could go in an entirely different direction once you've got somebody set, an administration set, and in place for sure.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, when you say you got three and a half months left, Do they start negotiating right now, or do they put it off and come back in January, depending on who the president is?
Oh, no. They'll be working on negotiations. It'll be ongoing. There's no question about that. And really interesting, I'm just leaving Galveston and a number of the ports. I was here with the 26 ports of the Gulf. We had our semi-annual meeting, coincidentally, and all 26 ports the ones that were here and that were present pretty much voiced, and you could see it with the naked eye. The ships were actually being loaded and offloaded here in Galveston. And primarily, I know Wilmington, Delaware, the same thing was happening. I think Gulfport it was happening. And in those instances, they were exceptions to the case because you were dealing with perishable products and fresh fruit and produce and things of that nature. So I think, you know, that's an indication that there's room and leverage for some leeway in the negotiations. And I think certainly both sides are going to be very, very reasonable with each other. And I think this thing's going to be worked out eventually.
Let me ask you a question. The report I got, maybe you can explain this to us. And it's got a lot to do with AI and other. And I think you explained the other day that a lot of other countries are already doing this. The information I got was
even
that
California is doing it.
Well, Santa Clara, I was going to go there, started doing this. And I'm going to say something. If it's not true, I want you to correct me. They're saying that the Santa Clara port is way more efficient, offloads loads way quicker and better than other ports that are not using AI. Tell us about that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question to that. As I mentioned the other day with you, 25 and 30 years ago, even down in Central America, in Panama, in some of the terminals, we were visiting and I was given the opportunity at a very, very huge terminal on the Caribbean side of the Panama Canal to go up into one of the cranes. And when I got there, there was no crane operator. And when I asked the question, I said, where's the crane operator? She said, he's about a mile and a half away in a building. And you go into the building later when we did on the visit, you had the crane operators all in there with their joysticks in front of them and maybe 20 or 30 television monitors. Mm-hmm. And they were actually loading the vessels from a remote location. And so, the automation aspect of it, it doesn't eliminate manpower and labor, but it certainly minimizes it and reduces it. So, and it brings into play a more efficient level of operation. And in turn, it's not that those workers are dismissed, but in many cases, they're reassigned.
Sure, sure. But don't you think that's a way bigger problem negotiating than just giving a pay raise? That's the stickler, and that's why I was moved back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, what was the question?
No, I said that, and that's the stickler, and the whole thing is the AI, and that was moved back, and don't you think it's a lot harder to negotiate that because there will be some changes, and you know, none of us like change. Let's be blunt. We like everything to stay the same way.
No, that's right, but I don't think there's any question about the automation being more effective, more efficient, and certainly more less time-consuming, and it's all about efficiencies of operation and minimizing incidents and accidents and getting the job done in a better and quicker manner. And Santa Clara is a perfect example of ports going in that direction. And it's inevitable. I don't think there was any question in our mind even 30, 25 years ago that it's going to happen eventually. It's everywhere else in the world. It's happened in Europe. It's happened in Asia. It's happened in South America and Central America. It's just ongoing. Canada has it in a couple of ports, particularly on the West Coast, Prince Rupert. It's ongoing.
You feel like, and it's no doubt this is great for the country, no doubt. I mean, somebody argues that is crazy, but you feel like in 3 months, and they get to the 1st of January, that they're going to work out a deal, because I got a little bitty political sway on this, and if Donald Trump becomes president, I think what could cause more chaos is when you step in January 20th, and this deal goes haywire to cause problems for the president. Because it will cause problem. Let's be blunt here. And not to get you into politics, but I know you have no choice, but it was causing Kamala Harris and him a problem. A big problem on the way. And so this doesn't help her. It just doesn't hurt her like it was going to hurt her.
Yeah, but, you know, there are a number, I think for the sake of the country, having it put off and until we can have some resolution in Israel and Iran.
Sure.
And some of those issues, and of course the relief efforts for Helene. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot going on right now at the national level.
Sure.
And somebody says, if the wheel's not broke, don't fix it. But right now, the wheel's about to break. And so
wheels are pretty wobbly. And the wheels are pretty wobbly.
The wheel's very wobbly. Yeah.
I mean, I'm laughing to keep from crying.
If you can defer one of the issues right now, it's the best thing that can happen for everybody.
No, it did. I just know this, and I mean, you talked about this the other day. Gary LaGrange, my special guest, dealing with the port and the port strike. Nothing in this country happens by accident. And unfortunately, everything's political now. And I say that honestly, from the local school board to getting kids educated to whatever, it all becomes political. And you got a presidential election. You just mentioned the other umpteen things we got going on. And that's what concerns me.
So right.
Well, you put it back, depending on who the president is, and it could really hurt the start of a presidency if they don't come to agreement and if they were to lock it down in 3 months. I mean, don't lock it down. I mean, just close it down and say, okay, we're not doing anything. Whoever the president is has a big problem, and I know how the people operate. They got one side that wouldn't give a dang, and that bothers me.
Right. Well, conversely, it could be the best thing that ever happened to another administration, whoever that administration is going to be, if you get off and running to a great start, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like a leadoff home run, you know, and you're on the scoreboard. And I think that's the more positive way. I'm optimistic by nature, and I think this thing is going to get resolved. Good. I think the intent for everybody, we don't have any choice. It's got to get resolved. When you go to the grocery store and there's no bread, there's no toilet paper, no paper towels, nothing. And then the price of cars and the price of appliances, your perfumes, your paints, your building materials. I mean, you know, New Orleans, where I spent my last 18 years, as an example, is number one in a lot of areas. It's right up at the top, first top three in steel imports, copper, lead, aluminum, zinc, nickel, tin. Mm-hmm. It's the number one coffee port. I mean, tell me people are not going to get affected suddenly. If you can't have your cup of coffee in the morning, there's going to be the weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Well, but Gary, this is what I said, though. If Trump was to win, you got some people that want that because you know who's going to get blamed? The president of the United States. And with the help of the media, they can make it stick. And I don't want that. I really want what's best for everybody. I don't care about your party beliefs. I want the United States of America to prosper. And if you want to be part of it, get out there and work at it. That's what I want.
Yeah, well, I'm all for that. And that's what it's all about. That's the definition of a port. It's a facilitator of economic development and employment. And so to see a strike is not exactly
in the
intent or the definition of what a port is.
Hey, you got a few more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to take this break. Let me come back. And I just want to go back, if you can recall, and you started and they had a strike in 77. Hey, talk to us a little bit about how it got fixed, straight, how long it lasts, because a lot of people don't realize it's been a long time since something like this has happened. Gary LaGrange, my special guest. We'll take a break. Be right back. You're listening to The Moon Griffon Show. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything, you and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on College Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
Have a difference.
Hi, hello, welcome back, Boone Griffon Show. Great day to be with you. Gary LaGrange, my special guest. We're talking ports. Hey, Gary, just to bring us up to date so people can be familiar. I mean, 1977, a lot of people probably listening to the program weren't born yet. Some were born. Probably young people didn't pay attention to it. In 1977, and you had just started working in the ports. Tell us a little bit about that.
I was a babe in the woods.
Yeah, tell us a little bit your remembrance of that and what happened and why and what was new. I'm sure negotiation was better wages, retire, whatever. Talk a little bit about that one.
Yeah, it was, again, once again, it was all about wages and all about, additional services and benefits for the individual workers vis-a-vis hospitalization, retirement plans, pension plans and things of that nature came into play as well, as I recall. And it was somewhat controversial in the beginning. Eventually, though, I remember in short order, it wasn't that long a period of time, things were resolved and it did settle down. And, everybody went back to work. But the shortage of supplies and the shortage of goods at that particular point in time didn't seem to be as profound as it is now. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that consumption has come to be promoted by the port and the waterway industry more than it had been in the old days. So I call it the Humphrey Bogart ways of handling cargo. Which we call in the industry general cargo, and containerization wasn't nearly as prolific as it is now in 1977 as much as it is today. I remember listening intently to some of the older people and some of the leaders that had been around for quite a while that the containerization globally was going to escalate to an unbelievable level over the next 20 years. And I'll be darned if it didn't hold true.
Yeah.
Cargo just wasn't shipped by containers in those days, as it is today. So, the effect on the economy and the movement of cargo has really improved quite a bit, but it's all due to automation. It's all due to containerization. So without the improvements, you fail to make the necessary strides that you need to make to satisfy a growing economy and a growing population worldwide.
Yeah,
as I said, most of the world is automated.
Yeah, but it's also
the United States is the last one.
Yeah, it's also more of a global deal now than it was in 1977. Actually, it's not even close to the globalism or whatever you want to call it is today with moving goods all over the world, technology and things of that nature. I mean, it's not even close. But let me say this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. The thing that is the same, okay, is we're talking about money.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't changed at all, Gary. It's all about the money, brother.
No, and I'll just say this. The union workers, in 1977, the ILA and the union workers were triple what they are now. So labor has dwindled. That's a fact. Just check it out. Check the numbers. Labor has dwindled in numbers over the years. And in terms of actual ILA workers that exist today, it's a fraction of what it was in 1977.
But the unions went by the wayside. And look, I'm not anti-union. I get accused of that, but I'm not. I say that if you want to be a union, that's fine. But they got a lot of things that probably right early, and then it became such a power play with them in money. And most of the unions now are not private unions. Most of the unions are government unions. They work for the
exactly.
government. It's teachers unions, things
that's
like that.
Exactly.
And by the way, the private unions, I mind a lot less than I do the public unions because it's like we support right. big government. And so it went away because people didn't need them anymore like they used to. And by the way, like I said, things of safety rules and all that, I give unions a lot of credit back in that day
absolutely.
For what they did. But now it's just – this bothers me when a union said I'm going to strike because – especially dealing with the ports because now it's so much bigger than it was in 1977. And I'm talking about money, flow, people, the world, everything.
Absolutely. Well, as I said earlier, you know, the volume of logistical transportation has really, really boomed. And it's boomed because of the population, the demand, the needs, and the lifestyles and everything. We keep going back to automation. We keep going back to bigger and better and bigger and better. And in order to satisfy that, industry has had to meet the needs and the demand. And again, we go back to, you know, what's the rudiments and what are the basic causes of a strike, in particular in this case as well, and the net effect is supply and demand all over again.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't supply in a timely manner the goods that are needed by the demanding population and the consumer, you're dead in the water.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's just a different world than when you started at the ports in your 20s. It's just a different world.
No doubt about it.
And, you know,
I mean, I've seen the ships are larger. The ships are bigger. Mm-hmm. The ships are faster. We can now, whereas when I began in 1975, if you had a 4,000 or a 5,000 container vessel, that was huge.
Mm-hmm.
That was huge. Today, they're building 20,000 and 22,000
wow.
container vessels.
Wow.
Post-Panamax, if you will. And they had to enlarge the Panama Canal, which was completed in 2016, in order to accommodate the new, larger, bigger ships.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have now is one ship carries what four ships used to carry in terms of volume of cargo.
Let me ask you a question. So when they cut the deal with the pay raises, and I think you're dealing with 45,000 union workers. If the number's wrong, correct me. And they get pay raises. Is that much of an effect on the prices of the goods that we're getting or getting moved around? Does that affect the prices in any kind of large volume, or it's minuscule when you're talking about 45,000 people?
It's minuscule.
Okay, I thought so.
It does affect, yes. Don't get me wrong. It affects it, but not to the point that is publicized and that is promoted and that you hear about.
Well, it's not like inflation. It's not like real inflation like we're having right now.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not like if the ship stops and doesn't deliver cargo at all. So, I mean, it's no comparison. It's not even anywhere near that.
Okay.
So,
I'm just kind of curious.
I think the normal consumer won't be affected by a wage increase.
Okay. Well, Gary, let's do this. I'm gonna keep your number if you don't mind.
Sure.
I pray. I'm gonna go to you as the guy that told me that you think this thing will get done and we'll be better and we'll be optimistic. I do. I want you to come back regardless, because when this is all settled and done. Because if Trump wins, I want to see what they do. The politics of this still to me is still big and intriguing. But hopefully. I'm hoping that you are correct. They get this done. It don't matter who, the president is. And I do thank you, Guy. I thank you so much.
Well, when it happens, I'll be happy to buy you an imported cup of coffee at the Port of New Orleans.
Let me tell you something. I'll meet you down there with no problem. Thank you, Gary. Gary LaGrange. Thank you, sir. God bless. All right. Thank you. We got to take a break. More to come. Moon Graffon Show. Don't go nowhere. Are you in the market for a news talk? 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
It's good news for American workers and their families. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's President Biden's reaction to a much better than expected hiring report.
254,000 jobs.
Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu.
This report is really bucking the trend of what we've seen out of the Labor Department in terms of the labor market for this year. We've seen a cooling labor market, which is what policymakers have tried to engineer.
The unemployment rate for September dropped unexpectedly down to 4.1%. A week after Hurricane Helene first hit, it's now 224 confirmed deaths. Hundreds more people remain unaccounted for, many in flooding that devastated North Carolina.
I know that the National Guard, they're still doing search and rescue. They've done about 146 missions so far. Over 500 have been brought to safety.
Fox Weather's Jay Menar in Watauga County.
Many here growing frustrated with the slow response from state and federal officials. Resources haven't been trickling in at the magnitude in which they need to be. It has truly been an operation of neighbors helping neighbors. Some telling me it's the only way that they have survived.
Vice President Harris will go to North Carolina tomorrow as the Biden administration pledges full federal assistance. Former President Trump will be in North Carolina today and Georgia. He's been critical of the storm response. Tomorrow, the former president returns to a crime scene, holding a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, where he survived an assassination attempt July 13th.
It will be his first time returning to the scene, and security plans are much different than they were on July 13th during that first assassination attempt. This time, the rally site will be locked down ahead of the event, and there will be a single command post for all law enforcement agencies working the rally.
Fox's Brooke Singman, the former president, will also honor the Trump supporter who was killed in the shooting. Two more Israeli soldiers have been killed, battling Hezbollah, as Israel keeps up air and ground attacks targeting the Iran-backed militants in Lebanon. America's listening to Fox News.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is, Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with
It's time to win cash. Get your KPL News apps ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
And your code for this hour is 324. 324 is your code for a chance to win cash with News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Your opportunity to be a voice. 844-766-6607. You can email me, moon at moongraffon.com. So, look, I didn't get a chance to talk about this but at the end of the program yesterday, and I wanted to bring it back up just for a few minutes. So, our state surgeon general is Ralph Abraham, and Dr. Abraham is just a great guy, does a lot of great things. If you know Dr. Abraham and don't like him, you probably got the problem. Dr. Abraham should have been the governor, and Eddie Rasponi doing what he did. But anyway, that's beside the point. Water under the bridge. Bellboy back then again. So the other day, he went to the committee, and they talking about COVID. Hindsight is always 20/20. But it's not a person that don't believe Bel Air was hurt this country, hurt this state, and he hurt this state during COVID, too. Because what Bel did was whatever the government wanted him to do. And he was going to do it and do it flawlessly. Stages and opening some business and not other business. Doc Abraham forgot more about medicine than John Bel ever did. And most people. And Abraham got up in the committee, and of course, he said everything that was true and honest. He's a doctor. He treated thousands of patients. And, of course, the devil's advocate is a piece of trash, as you know. It's a rag piece of trash. But they did an editorial, and I got to read this paper. God knows I don't like having to read this paper. State Surgeon General's empty prescription for public health. And what they did was he ripped a hole in all their arguments. He was a doctor. He was treating patients. He didn't lose anybody. He was treating with drugs that he can use. And what does the media say? Well, the FDA. The hell with the FDA and hell with the CDC. They all tied in whatever political statements they want to make around COVID. So they say it's so discouraging now to see their hard work being disparaged by State Surgeon General Ralph Abraham. And he's talking about Bellboy. He's talking about all the work they did. Folks, they didn't save lives. Everybody that wants to say Bel Air saved lives, you got to be joking. He saved lives with a mask? I had a doctor come up to me last night, was falling out laughing at the mask and talking about how small the virus is that you can't even see it unless you got a special microscope. And he said he laughed at masks too. I had doctors that I was going to. They laughed at the mask, too. They made me wear it walking in, but I just couldn't wear a mask. They told me to take it off every time they walked in. So he's a head of the House Select Committee on Homeland Security, and I told y'all I busted him down for lying. And he said what Dr. Abraham was saying, Louisiana COVID response was wrong, and it was wrong. When are they going to get this in their thick skull? It was wrong. And it said he was referring to the mask mandate and the lockdowns that become common fodder for criticism in conservative circles. Folks, it wasn't criticism to me. I'm not a doctor. I didn't try to play one. Okay? A face mask. The doctors explained to me again about a mask used mostly in surgery when you have an open wound so you don't cough in it or hack in it or whatever. Okay, to protect the patient that has opened up in an operating room, and those masks are special masks. And Dr. Fauci even said at the beginning, it make you feel better wear a mask, but it ain't going to help. And he was right, and he changed his tune because they needed the tune to watch all these people wearing masks. But they criticizing Dr. Abraham for no reason. This is the devil's advocate. They don't have a clue. Who's the medical doctor doing the editorials for the devil's advocate? I know they took Bob Marshall, was a sports guy. He's now an expert on the climate when he's an idiot on the climate. And they say, with the benefit of hindsight, we agree there can be reasonable debate on whether some measures went too far. A lot of them went too far. Talking about the healthcare system on the brink of collapse. Then we got into the shot and the virus and these nurses and doctors that didn't want to take a shot, didn't want to get a vaccine, who've been on the front row of the COVID fight, some of them getting sick themselves, telling them that they had to get a shot when they didn't want one, telling them they would die without the shot, and that was not true. What John Bel Edwards and public health officials did save lives. No, it did. Wearing a mask, when you can prove to me wearing a mask, a paper mask that you bought at the grocery store or Walmart because there was only two things open, I want them to explain how they saved lives. I'm just kind of curious. How did Bel Edwards, I didn't know he could save lives. He's the second coming of Jesus, I guess. It's pointless and petty to second guess the decisions from the comfort of the present. No, it's not pointless. It's good to go back and look at things, folks. It's good to go back and find out what was right, what was wrong, and what was a lie. So we don't repeat this again. The media does not want you to look back. They don't want to look back on state government. They don't want to look back on state spending. They don't want to look at DOTD. They don't want to look at health care. They don't want to go back in anything. But if you don't go back, you're going to make the same mistake. Even more worrying, though, is Abraham, a former member of Congress, as well as a family doctor, says he doesn't recommend his patients get the COVID vaccine, which has been shown to be safe and effective. No. He told them, you don't need this. Here's what you need. And Doc treated thousands of patients. And he wasn't losing people left and right. Doc Abraham explained it on his program. And I agree with this. Folks, and I said this the whole time this was going on. I got a doctor. I'm going to trust my doctor. Probably somebody makes a good pay. The casinos were still open, too. I had a doctor. I listened to my doctor. Anytime there's a sickness, disease, a virus, who's the closest to? Your doctor. Every doctor should have been able to make a decision on what they thought was best. Doc Abraham was doing, and his people were better. Early in the pandemic, he prescribed unproven drug ivermectin. It must have been proven to him to treat COVID and was an advocate for use of antimalarial hydrochloroquine, which the FDA also didn't recommend treatment for COVID. So what? They're not out there practicing every day. Doc Abraham was, folks. If I had, let me ask you a question. You got a doctor you've trusted all your life. 10, 20 years, whatever. You going to believe them or you going to believe something you see from the CDC, which was all over the place? We had so many political doctors out there like Bill Gates. You going to trust them over your doctor that you trust? A doctor like Ralph Abraham knew what to do for his patients. And here's the devil's advocate coming up the road, criticizing and ripping a good man who knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. Folks, all his money, all his time, COVID, whatever. You got to trust your doctors in this. One of the guiding principles would be, Abraham said, when in doubt, choose freedom. That's what I choose. Freedom to go to my doctor for my doctor. My doctor does not have to prescribe what the FDA said. My doctor didn't have to prescribe what the CDC said. Matter of fact, my doctors were laughing all the stuff they were doing. Especially on masks. I knew that. People got mad at me out there about masks. And I didn't care when I was by somebody. I didn't care if you had a mask on or not. He says, they say we would hope that our leaders will follow science and not platitudes if it means saving lives. No, let me tell you what the platitudes were. Wear a mask. That was a platitude. 6 foot distance, platitude. Stage one, stage two, stage three, phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four, platitudes. You got a doctor that's dealt with viruses. Viruses kill people. They always have. They always have. And they always will. You should have let doctors do what they do best. There's nobody that knows you better than your doctor that you're using. I didn't need Joe Biden as my doctor. I didn't need Fauci. Fauci hadn't been practicing as a doctor forever. Nobody needed that. We needed recommendations. Yeah, from my doctor. But the people that were tied in under Obamacare into these hospitals and the money that was coming through, man, the money that came to people, you realize the school systems and people that still have hundreds of millions and billions of dollars they haven't spent on all the COVID money that was passed out, causing this debt, part of causing this debt to be a problem, the rest of it, the green, new, ignorant deal. For that devil's advocate to go after a man like Ralph Abraham makes no sense at all. None. But they also went out and protected Bill Edwards every step of the way. It's just amazing. Why are they running down Ralph Abraham? They never took the time to challenge Bill Boy, not one time. They didn't protect us. They didn't save lives. You can't say they saved a life. You can't. For them, the advocates, they were saving lives. How? With a mask? Anyway, we'll take a break. Tim Metcalf is supposed to be in the house. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice, you're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
If you've got some projects to do around the house and you need the voice of experience, a local voice, somebody that can help you and knows Louisiana, you need to check out Stein Home and Yard. They're a Louisiana company founded, established here. They've been based here. Their story dates back all the way to 1946. Stein Home and Yard has all the things you need to make your house ready for fall. Great deals on fall plants like mums, as well as all sorts of handy items you need for your house. Need to upgrade your power tool game? They've got great deals on DeWalt power tools. They also have great deals on grills for your next tailgate for the big game this weekend. Traeger pellet grills, Weber grills, Charbroil, so many great brands. And it's all right there at your fingertips. Just pull them up, steinhome.com. Steinhome.com is where you need to go to find the greatest deals on your home improvement needs. Steinhome.com, a great Louisiana company.
Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Call Tony Arpino. I have known him for years. We're back on?
Yeah.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Tim Metcalf's in the house, a good friend from Dino's Pizza and Prejean's, dinospizza.com, Prejean's.com. Big weekend.
Yeah, man.
It's football weekend. It's
got
to be big weekend.
It's good. We got LSU, Mississippi, Ole Miss.
That's coming next week. That's next week.
Oh, that's next week.
Yeah, they got a week off.
Oh, they got a bye week.
It's still a big weekend, and the Saints play Monday night, which is
they play Monday with KC. I'm going to predict an upset.
And a lot of Saints fans are believing that.
Yeah, man.
And I'm listening to sportscasters here.
The Saints haven't lost a game. They've given away two games.
Well,
they beat themselves.
I think I've been watching Kansas City.
Kansas City's hurt, man.
Everybody thinks Kansas City scores all these points. Kansas City's defense is really good.
It's pretty good.
And so good. They win in 19-17, 17-10, right. 17-14.
They know how to win.
And the Saints could go back to scoring them 30, 40 points. I think they'd be in good shape.
That's going to be tough with Taysom Hill with broken ribs and Kamara's hurt. And they're beat up. Offensive line's beat up.
Always are. Okay,
but it's doable.
What you got today?
Dude, we brought the Cajun Violation. It's the Boudin Pizza that we can't call Boudin Pizza. Every October we got to tell the story how the pastime in Baton Rouge, where they don't even make good Boudin, sent me a cease and desist letter when I put it on my menu as Boudin Pizza because they trademarked Boudin Pizza. And how they did that, I don't know. So my first reaction was ask my attorney if I could trademark pepperoni pizza, and he said no. He was going to trademark hamburger, but none of that flew out. But anyhow, we could have fought it in court and won, but, you know, I'm a fighter, but not a courtroom fighter. So, so we had a competition online to name it and gave away like a $500 gift card for the Cajun Violation because we violated their trademark. So we got a lot of press out of it, and we came out on top. And I don't even know if they still sell Boudin pizza, but I guarantee they don't sell
them. I'm going to check because when I'm in Baton Rouge sometime, I got buddies that like to eat it pastime. Yeah, so I do go over that Cajun. I would check on that for me.
I don't mind
because I still go over that each time.
Absolutely. They do a good po' boy. Now, I talk about their pizza, but they do good po' boy. So also brought our wings, of course. Everybody loves them. We just won. I don't know. I saw something online the other day that we beat KOK on wings, which was all right. I'll take it. But we have a new sauce, the garlic parmesan.
Walker's sauce is good? I didn't try it. Okay. If they leave me a wing over there, which they probably won't, I'll try one.
They got one left after Scott left.
About right. But anytime Daniels comes through, you're lucky to have one.
He crushes it. Yeah, so it's a new sauce. It'll probably stay on the menu permanently. It was a shame that we didn't have a garlic parmesan sauce before.
Yeah, other places that have wings have it.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, Dino's.
I'm kind of shocked, garlic parmesan, really. Yeah, I'm kind of shocked you didn't have it.
Yeah, it was kind of an oversight. So, and then the smoked Boudin queso.
By the way, I didn't try that one yet. That looks good.
Man, that's good.
That's decent, huh?
Yeah. I kind of stay away from that one. It'll hurt your waistline.
I got to, man.
Yeah.
This time of year, a lot of tailgating, a lot of, I got to be tailgating Friday, man. People tailgate in high school a lot.
The high school is usually afterwards, not before. Not so much tailgating because those games are Fridays, you know, people get off work. They might run in early and get a bite to eat, but most of the business comes afterwards. The tailgating for UL with it being torn up is kind of crazy. So we popped a brunch on the Tulane game, 11 o'clock game. We opened at 9, and Bertrand, we were full, man. We were full. It worked out really well. But, Moon, tailgating is overrated. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's a lot of work, you know? I don't know, man.
There's some people
the cooking part's overrated, right? Just we're right there. Wings, pizza, football. Come on, it all goes together. If you can't get it to you.
If you have my number,
I might walk it down to you, man. We're that close.
Show up with your drinks and stuff, but food, while let's let you handle it.
That's right. Let me handle it. Let the pros handle it. Then you don't have to worry about a hot barbecue pit loading at the end of the night, washing any dishes, anything. Put your pizza box in the trash and it's done. Yeah. I got you.
You got a lot more than pizza.
You got wings, sandwiches.
We also got Prejean. You want seafood?
You want gumbo? You want to do a gumbo? And, you know, the cool weather's here and it's getting cooler every week.
And we're looking at 58 either Thursday or Friday night.
Yeah.
I think something
like 50s that. 50s, man. That's
well, that's what the meteorologist is saying. Remember, they don't get the right budget.
Exactly.
It might be 82.
It might be. Might rain, might not.
That's how I ought to do a report this week. It might rain, it might not. Yeah. It might get cold, it might not. It might be real hot, it might not. Yeah. We might tell you about a hurricane that ain't going to hit us.
I'm not a meteorologist.
And by the way, that's the weather report.
Yeah. I tell you, you come to Dino's Appraisal, you're going to get good food.
I don't know if I was watching Saturday Night Live one time and they were doing a sports report and they came to the sports and said, now for the sports. And the guy got up there and read it. He said, in football, in the scores, 32-28, 19-16, 17-4, and a blowout, 44-0. They never gave any names. I'm thinking a meteorologist could start doing it. Hey, it might rain this week. Might not.
Yeah, it's going to rain somewhere in the world.
All right, Tim. DinosPizza.com, Prejean.com.
Yes, sir. And Viva La Waffle. Don't forget. We got a big surprise coming up with that one.
All right, good. We'll hear about it maybe next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, got to go. been bragging about Dino Hardwoods for a long time, a good friend, Charles Altman. They do an excellent job. And if you're looking for unique or hard-to-find hardwood, lumber, plywood, and molding, it's Dino Hardwoods. That's where you need to go. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Trust Dino Hardwoods for all your hardwood, lumber, and cypress needs. With the holiday season fast approaching, as you know, a timeless handmade gift using quality lumber by Dino just means more. With three great locations to serve you now, Broussard, Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, and now he's expanded in Tyler, Texas. Folks, there's something for every discerning woodworker at Dino. Go to DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com, and check out the unique and hard-to-find hardwood, lumber, plywood, and molding that you can't just find anywhere. Charles Altman, trust me, is not a better man in the business. He knows what he's doing, and he wants to service you. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com.
If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction, listen to Springfield Wellness Center's founder, Paula Norris Medier.
We help people through their detox with minimal withdrawal symptoms. Even though it's a 10-day treatment, I look at the first 4 or 5 days as the brain restoration piece. And when the brain restoration piece turns on, that's when we have patients go, wow, a light bulb turned on or a switch was turned on. All of a sudden, their prefrontal cortex is working. And their midbrain is also working. They're not craving. They're thinking clearly. They see things clearly. And they have more confidence.
Put your addiction behind you. Call Springfield Wellness Center, 225-755-9566.
Just call us. That's all. And we'll be waiting for you.
225-755-9566. 755-9566. Springfield Wellness Center. SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com.
Hi, I'm Dale Brown, best-selling techno-thriller author. I'm also a mission pilot and squadron commander in the Civil Air Patrol. The members of the Civil Air Patrol are volunteer professionals who serve their communities and their nation every day with emergency services, aerospace education, and cadet programs. We train hard, we fly hard, and we get the job done for America. Join the Civil Air Patrol. Visit www.gocivilairpatrol.com and let's go flying.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Thank you, Tim Metcalf, for coming in and visiting. I always do it on a Friday. We can at least do a little bit of nibbling. And you're right, Walker, that Parmesan, ooh, that stuff's delicious. All right, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Don't forget John Blanchard, Matthew James. I think he's 9 o'clock Monday morning. I got a couple guests Monday morning, but I know that's one of them. So they came out with the new job numbers. Surprise, the economy added 254,000 jobs right before the election. Now, can I put this in perspective? They've been talking about all these jobs they're adding. And you remember last month they came out and said, we overfigured by 1.2 million jobs. They had to go back for the year and say, we got really 1.2 million less. So they throw these job numbers out there. How am I supposed to believe this? How am I supposed to believe this leading into the election when people are voting that, boy, the job market is climbing? And our unemployment rate dipped to 4.1% right in time for the election. But people know the truth. Now, some people choose not to see the truth. They just told us last month, okay? They had to revise the jobs, okay? They had to revise the jobs, and they took away 1.2 million jobs. So I'm supposed to jump up and down like they're creating these jobs out there, and I'm going, where are these jobs coming from? And here's the thing, if you read closer, all have to do with federal money, federal jobs, Green New Deal, made up stuff out of pie in the sky stuff. I'll say it again, though. I think people really know. Some people would choose to look the other way. It's just the way we do. But there's no 254,000 jobs. We don't know that. They revised the. We got 1.2 million less than they told us just last month. So, okay, you got 254,000 jobs. You're expecting 132,000, a little bit over 120,000 jobs. Okay, we still got 1.1 million less jobs. And those numbers, and I just, it's amazing when you look. See, I don't have to, this is me. I don't vote that way. I'm voting for the person who loves the country and wants to do right by the country and do right by the Constitution. I'd vote for somebody that wants to fundamentally change the country. You know, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear a Mexico $10 billion lawsuit against U.S. gun manufacturers. Now, you would think the United States Supreme Court would rule against them. Gun manufacturers have not killed one person yet, not one. There's not been a gun manufacturer that came out and said, well, we went out there and killed a bunch of people. Now, people have used a gun wrongly, but they've used knives wrongly. They've used hammers and baseball bats wrongly. You know? It's just, you keep looking at this. Donald Trump going to speak at the NRA. Why don't Waltz and Harris go speak at the NRA? You know? I love a headline I read. Crisis averted, but it's really crisis delayed. First thing I thought about with the union strike was it's just delayed. And I hope Mr. LaGrange is right. He's got a lot more experience than me. It's you know, I hope this is a good thing. And the fact that they're going to get it fixed then. I'm looking at all these cities, man. You ought to see these cities and towns that have just been wasted and beat up because of the hurricane. Which, by the way, is a natural phenomenon that happens all the time. We will never be able to control that. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through hurricane season. $640 million allotted for illegal immigrants. Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. This guy was impeached by the House, and the Senate won't go through the impeachment hearings over a guy that hates the United States of America as much as Barack Obama does. Said FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the remainder of hurricanes. So you know why they want that? Now what happens is Congress goes back into session. They got to pass another big spending bill. We got to go sell debt again and run up more inflation. Because we didn't take the money and use it in the proper places. You know, that's the problem with Congress and all this stuff. It's like we got unlimited money, folks. We don't, but I'm talking to myself because nobody listens. Congress made sure FEMA had more than $20 billion in last week's emergency spending bill ahead of the storm. Last year, Congress awarded DHS $640 million to help communities provide shelter and aid to people in the country illegally. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, among those who have sounded the alarm, contending the officials laundered the money for their illegal immigrant pet projects. Imagine taking care of people who don't even belong here. And then the people that belong here, that went through hell and make America great, we're not going to do anything for them. But yeah, they'll do it if Congress gives us more money. You know? Mayorkas has come in like a virus and infected these. will need to be a healthy, strong, fundamental program to ensure the stability and safety of American citizens. In time of disaster, I have no money. We're making sure we got places for the illegals to sign it. Folks, how can somebody who votes Democrat can't look at this and go, you know what? I've had enough of them, too. They're the ones that have to change. We don't. They do. They have taken the FEMA emergency food and shelter program over time, siphoned off hundreds of millions of dollars into basically making it an illegal immigrant resettlement program. And they're encouraging more people to do this. Biden and Harris of having to fund that on the backs of the American people. Now, right now, Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia, all these states are hurting. But we ain't got no money. So what they do is they go to Congress. See, here's what they know. Just like when they let these illegals in here, they know they're embedded in the community. You ain't going to get rid of them. So what they do is they spend money on that, knowing good and well if the Republicans and Mike Johnson in Congress don't approve a bill to go give, spend more money to go give to these four states, then guess what they can do? They said, Mike Johnson and the Republicans are heartless. They're heartless. They don't want to spend no money to help us. And people not thinking, instead of going, hold up just a second. Mayorkas, Biden-Harris team spent the money they had for this. And they keep spending the money. And that's what makes this so sad. So when it comes down to it, and American people go, we think we need help, we want our money. If Mike Johnson and the Republicans don't give it and run up even more debt, they're going to get mad at the Republicans and Mike Johnson. You know? Man, this is incredible, folks. It's incredible what they're doing to the country. They are fundamentally transforming the country. Trump and the rest of the team been actively delivering relief items to Georgia, North Carolina, and places like that. Kamala Harris is in Hollywood raising money. But once again, they just going to turn it back on the top of Mike Johnson and the Republicans in Congress for saying, well, we need the money. Where's the money? And Mike Johnson should be able to go. By the way, Kamala, when she was announcing $750 for the Helena victims, the White House was pledging $8 billion more for Ukraine. You can't make this stuff up. They're getting away with it, too. They're getting away with it. That's so frustrating. So frustrating to watch this happen to the greatest country in the world being brought down from within. So anyway, let's take a break. 844-766-6607. We'll take a break. Be right back. Don't go nowhere, folks. Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around, Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petit Sirah, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Griffon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here.
It started with direct messages. That's how they got to my son. Gavin was just 17 and looking forward to college. He was contacted by online predators pretending to be a teenage girl. He was the victim of sexual extortion. In less than 2 hours after that first message, Gavin died by suicide. It's a pain I don't want any other parent to feel. Social media is causing an epidemic of bullying, anxiety, and depression, and it's leaving kids vulnerable to the kind of predators that targeted my son. We have to hold big tech accountable and pass the Kids Online Safety Act. I couldn't protect my son, but now it's my mission to make sure all kids are protected. I'm a father and a proud conservative, and I'm here to tell Speaker Johnson, pass the Kids Online Safety Act, because nothing is more important than protecting our kids.
Paid for by Issue One Action, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Issue1Action.org.
Faith House has been Acadiana's safe haven since 1981 for victims suffering from violent or aggressive behavior in the home. This includes physical, emotional, financial, or sexual violence. We provide shelter, safety, advocacy, and resources to survivors and their children to empower them to break the cycle of abuse. Domestic violence affects 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men in their lifetime. In 2016, Faith House opened the Family Justice Center located downtown Lafayette, which houses law enforcement, prosecutors, civil legal services, and advocates under one roof to expedite the response time to domestic violence and reduce homicide rates. If you or someone you know is in need of assistance, please call our crisis line at 888-411-1333 to speak to an advocate. If you would like to support our mission, find us on Facebook under Faith House Acadiana or our website, faithhouseacadiana.com. On behalf of the survivors and children we serve, thank you for 39 years of care for those hurting in our community.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Last segment of this hour, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, email me, moon@moongraffon.com. Big event happening down in the New Orleans area this weekend. And William Wallace joins us. William, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Moon. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate you and everything you're doing for our community and our state.
Well, it is this weekend, correct?
It absolutely is this weekend. It's tomorrow and Sunday. We're calling it MAGAFest, but it's really more about getting information than it is rah-rah. We got about 40 speakers coming into the Clarion Hotel in Kenner, Louisiana. It's right off the interstate, so it's easy to get to. It's not in New Orleans. It's out far away enough from New Orleans, a state. And I know, right?
I got to laugh because I'm thinking you separating real quick. But if somebody wants to go to New Orleans, they're welcome. But you're close enough, but you're not quite there.
They're right by the interstate. They're like 25 yards from the exit, and they can hop right on go to New Orleans if they want to take their chances.
I hear you. I get it. I understand. So tell us first of all about the event, the days. But I want you to go back. Does it cost something, all that kind of stuff, where it's at, what time it starts? Do you have a web page people can go and read about it? Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, the website is www.magafest24.live, and the tickets are $50 a day or $75 for the whole weekend, and you can come and go. We've got over 40 speakers over 2 days. I got like Lorraine Lamond. She's a black female conservative. She says, don't look at my color. Listen to what I have to say. She's exciting. She's coming in from Texas. She's a radio show host out there. I got Courtney Turner coming in from Tennessee. Talk about the World Health Organization and the other hidden organizations that we don't know about, destroying freedom. I got Hal Hutchinson coming in from your neck of the woods to talk about child sex trafficking. Going on. And then I've got just about elected officials from the state and people that are working in our communities, in our state, our country to inform people. It's not just about rah-rah. Mm-hmm. It's about things. It's about tools of information that you'll have as arrows in your quiver that you can use regardless of who wins or loses this next election, because regardless of who wins, we still have work to do to fight for America and making it a great country that it can be, because it takes all of us working together on facts and information that you're going to be getting at MAGAFest 24.live this weekend.
Yeah, you, by the way, in all fairness, I got invited to speak. I'm actually going to be in Northeast Louisiana for a day or two, and that's why I couldn't come. I was honored to get asked, and I didn't get to do it, but that was why I picked grandbabies over you. I'm sorry, William. I had to go with the grandbabies.
Completely.
I had to go grandbabies on this one, man. So all these speakers, people can come and be informed. It's at the Clarion. I don't know. I hope you're having a great response. I hope people's going to show up and kind of listen. Like you said, I think what you're doing, if I read it right, this is a very informative couple of days. So what time does it go from, like, morning to night? How does that work on the time?
It's going to go from about 9 to 6 every day, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And, you know, it's going to be, you know, just we're going to have back – the speakers are going to go back to back. We got a schedule of the speakers online. If they go to MAGAFest 24.live, where they can get their tickets, they can also see the speakers and the schedule of when they're going to speak. So if they just want to come in for one, you know, speaker, they can do that, and you know, and pick up on it. And it's going to be really great. It's going to be, you know, a lot of like-minded people that are just here for our country. You know, Moon, we're our country. You know, we get distracted by the narratives instead of focusing on the facts. And so this event is going to focus on facts.
Yeah. You know, that's good, because I think the more people are informed, the better you are. No doubt about it.
Yeah, it's like when you talk to informed people, you hear, you know, you get tools put in your hand instead of just narratives that you repeat. And that's kind of what we're doing with this. And it's going to be, you know, I'm emceeing the whole event, so I'll be asking all the speakers, you know, what can you tell our audience? Well, what things that you can tell our audience that they can use themselves to empower themselves to fix their community or be involved in a way that they want to be involved? You know, not everybody has the time to do all the things, but they got time to do something.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But the thing about it is, when you start talking about informing people, people can leave with a lot more information on things they didn't even know nothing about, because nobody knows everything. Nobody. So I think looking at your speaker list, that's exactly what you got going on.
Yeah, Moon, you made a great point, and that's why I love listening to you, because you make a lot of really good points and great ways of saying things. And you're right. You know, when you go to a rah-rah event that, you know, we all love going to, you leave feeling motivated, but it fades quickly. When you get informed from, like, events like this that we're having, you leave feeling not only empowered, but you have information that you can use for the rest of your life to improve your community, our state, and our country.
Yeah, I just believe that if you're informed, you can just make better decisions. And what happens is, you know, we got a world now, William, that has all the information someone can find, and we seem to communicate less, and we seem to be least informed. Go ahead.
No, to your point, Moon, because, like, again, that's why I love, I tell everybody they need to listen to you, because you have these great points, you know, is the narratives in the media distract us. That mainstream media distracts us from the facts, and we end up getting caught up in narratives instead of the facts. So,
yeah,
and you're right.
Oh, it's unbelievable, man. I got to be careful too. There's so much out there. You got to find the things that are factual. You have to.
Sometimes I found the best way to do that is when you bring in like-minded people and you talk about it like that, and you have more people involved in the process, you know, and that includes radio shows like yours. It helps you to sift through all that muck and get to the facts.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're looking forward for a good time for Hall. So let's do this one more time. Tell people about the event. What's the website again?
It's going to be MAGAFest24.live, and it's at the Clarion Hotel this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, in Kenner, Louisiana. And you can get your tickets, you know, online, or you can pay at the door, you know, if you so choose.
Yeah. So
and it's just that easy.
And you got,
and, you know,
got
we have, you know,
go ahead.
What's that?
No, just saying, you got a lot of great speakers too. They can go check out the website and find out who's speaking.
Yeah, you can. Some of these speakers that we got, like some of the state reps, they've got some of our favorite bills that have stood for freedom and liberty, and that's why we need to support them even more.
All right, William. Look, appreciate it. God bless, and I hope it's a big turnout for you.
Appreciate you, Moon Boy. We're going to get you at the next one when you don't have the grandbaby.
I understand. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. And to wrap up this hour, moongriffon.com. Listen live. You want another hour to go for the rest of you. Have an awesome weekend. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Take a break.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.